the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, May 6th, goes to a 77-year-old Florida resident named Judith Black. Now, what does your Uncle Shala always tell you about Florida? Repeat after me. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and I don't think that will ever change. Now, in life, we all have emotional triggers, okay? We all have trauma that we are working to heal, but in the process of that healing, we will always constantly deal with a range of emotions, okay? I go from happy to sad to angry in 2.2 seconds by myself, okay? I'm talking about sitting alone in a room, minding my business, protecting my peace, and I can see something or somebody or hear something, and it just triggers me. And I'm like, damn, I thought I dealt with that. I thought that was healed, but nope, emotional triggers are real. And they're usually associated with PTSD. And when something has traumatized you, you may learn to live with it. You may learn to cope with it, but it's always there. So it's good to know what your emotional triggers are. And it's even better when you know how to deal with them. Now, I'm no psychiatrist or therapist, so I can't diagnose people. But it seems to me Judith Black has PTSD from something. And that something was in her Whopper at Burger King, and it triggered her. I know you just said in your mind, what the Florida did Uncle Charlotte just say? I said Judith Black clearly has PTSD from something, and that something was in her Whopper at Burger King. Let me explain. See, Judith Black ordered a Whopper, and Judith Black reportedly became upset, emotionally triggered, about the thickness of the tomato in her sandwich. I said Judith Black became upset, emotionally triggered about the thickness of the tomato in her sandwich. Now, I can't judge anyone for their emotional triggers. We all have them. Emotional triggers look different from person to person. There's a lot of common situations that we share that cause emotional triggers: rejection, betrayal, unjust treatment, being excluded or ignored. So I'm sitting there thinking about what the thickness of the tomato in a Whopper did to Judith. Why did the thickness of the tomato in a Whopper trigger Judith Black? I mean, this could be considered unjust treatment, maybe. Burger King's old slogan used to be, have it your way.
Have it your way.
If I ordered thin-cut tomatoes and you gave me thick ones, then I may feel like that's unjust treatment, but those days are over. Okay, the new Burger King slogan is, be your way. Which is a terrible thing to tell folks in Florida to be. See, everybody loves Florida and Florida people until they Florida on your ass. And then you want them to be every way except the Florida way. So telling a Floridian to be your way, that's never going to work or end up well. Our producer, Dan, said he thinks Judith Black had a flat ass. And the tomato reminded her of thickness that she doesn't have. I don't know. I just know this woman went to the front counter and expressed her frustration to a Black staffer. The employee told Judith Black that she couldn't help until she stopped screaming, which caused Judith Black to go off. Okay? She got triggered even more. The Burger King employee told her to simmer the F down, which prompted Judith Black to throw the Whopper at the employee's head, and she began to scream, shut up, you Black B.I., you know the rest. Then she used the N-word multiple times as she left the restaurant with her husband. Luckily, another Burger King employee was thinking, and she managed to get Judith Black's license plate number, which officers used to track Black at her home in a retirement community. Police say Judith Black admitted to her actions and was arrested. She was charged with battery, okay? According to the smoking gun, this Whopper incident would usually be a misdemeanor. However, due to Judith Black's use of racial slurs, she was charged with a felony, all because she thought the tomatoes in her Whopper were too thick. You know what's too thick? The devil damn mayonnaise in this story.
Okay? Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
She is 77 years old. Maybe back in the day she wanted to be a performer and she hopped on stage at some type of amateur night. You know how Showtime at the Apollo, they boo you to hell when you suck. Or in Atlanta at the Sugar Honey Ice Tea show. They throw the stuffed doo-doo emojis at you when you suck. Well, that derived from back in the day when they used to throw rotten vegetables at bad stage acts. I was reading this article how in 1883, this guy named John Ritchie was hit with a bunch of tomatoes and rotten eggs by an audience who wasn't feeling him. So maybe Judith Black had hopes of being a performer, and she hit that stage, she sucked, and maybe somebody threw some rotten tomatoes at her. That's where the trauma started. I don't know. I mean, she's 77. That means she was born close to the 1800s, right? I did the math, 1944. They probably were still throwing tomatoes on stage in 1944. Okay, that's the only logical explanation I can come up with to why this thick tomato triggered this woman so much. But then I have to stop myself and say, Charlemagne, Brother Leonard, why are you using logic to try to understand this situation? If you want to know why Judith Black flipped out over her tomatoes being too thick, it's one word, two syllables. Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida. Please give Judith Black the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to correct him?
What'd I say?
Florida's three syllables.
Now, y'all not going to confuse me
he
now.
He said Florida.
I asked y'all last week, is Florida three syllables or two?
We told you three.
Yeah, we said three.
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. Clap your hands.
Florida.
Yeah, three.
Florida.
He's an artist, but Florida.
I like Florida, man. Florida. Florida. Florida.
Okay.
Florida. Is it Florida or Florida?
Florida.
Okay, well, three syllables.
Do y'all like thick tomatoes?
Feels like a setup.
Definitely feels like a setup.
I don't even know how to answer this question.
I don't like tomatoes.
I never thought about it.
I don't like tomatoes, honestly.
I don't either.
I never thought about it.
Like, if you have a margarita pizza, wouldn't you be mad if it had thick tomatoes on it?
What the hell is a margarita pizza? I thought margarita was a drink.
I only do regular cheese or pepperoni pizza. I don't do tomatoes.
I don't eat pork.
What?
That has nothing to do with tomatoes, bro.
Pepperoni is pork. Yeah. I don't know what y'all talk about. We went from giving a grandma lesson. Is that grandma? That's not grandma. Yee. What is that called?
That's not my grandma.
What is going on?
I hate y'all, man.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.